بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, you've had the opportunity to not only fast in this holy month, but to abstain from other sins that are regularly haram on us, and have been successful more with that in this month, and have had success in worshipping God more as well with the recitation of the Qur'an, with the supplications, with getting up earlier so that on top of the suhoor that you're able to take in as your physical food, you're able to take in some spiritual as well with dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, the night prayer, and other worships inshallah. On the 12th day of the month of Ramadan, the dua we've been given reads as follows. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma zayyinni fihi bis-satri wal-afaf. Wasturni fihi bil-libas al-qunu'i wal-kafaf. Wahmilni fihi ala al-adli wal-insaf. وآمني فيه من كل ما أخاف بعصمتك يا عصمة الخائفين. It's a very beautiful dua. Oh Allah, زيني, beautify me. It's interesting the word that's used here. Beautify me. In other words, what we're about to ask Allah to give us, the Imam say it's a zina, it's beautification, it's an adornment. What is it that beautifies us? It says bisatri wal afaf. Satr means covering, and afaf means chasteness. Have iffah, be careful. Have the feel that if I am uncovered or if I am less covered, covering my physical body, being careful of my speech, being careful of how I talk to others. Satr, afaf. Whether it's male or female, brothers, sometimes we're just careless of our dress before non-mahram, before sisters, before women, going out of the house. The attitude we have towards clothes is one that we're careless about covering. We don't have the feeling of afaf. And that also affects our eyes. If we don't have that inner feeling of afaf, chasteness, then we don't cover our bodies and we don't cover our eyes. Anything, anyone, any billboard, any magazine in the store, walking by the cashier, any sinful scene before us, we easily just look at it and stare at it and commit that sin. We don't have our guards up. We don't have that feeling of shame in the afaf. Covering. Not being comfortable with being open and displaying everything. Being reserved. Brothers, as well as sisters. Sisters, because they are divine beauty, they are manifestation of divine beauty. Sisters, you are manifestations of divine beauty. God has given women beauty that He has not given men. And I think that's pretty obvious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this beauty that's very attractive to the opposite gender. And He has said, this gift that I have given you if you want to adore it, if you want to beautify yourself, don't beautify yourself by displaying that God-given physical beauty to all the men. That's not beautification. That's not adornment. That's animalistic adornment. That will cause us to act more like animals. The same way that animals, wherever they find a female, if it's a male, they will not hold back, and they will, even in some of the more savage of the animals, if we may call the animal that, makes more sense with human beings, but they attack even. And that's what happens if you remove this adornment, this human adornment of afaf, being reserved, being chaste, having that shame. If we remove that, then we are going to act more like animals than anything else. God has given you, sisters, a lot of physical beauty, but He has said the adornment of that isn't by making it look more physically beautiful, but by having a human adornment, which is satr, covering, and afaf, having that shame. It doesn't only affect the dress. If one develops afaf, they're very worried about the way they are seen, and they don't want to be seen as unchaste. They don't want to be seen as food for a hungry, uncontrollable male that is attracted to the female beauty. They don't want that. It's animalistic. That's only for the husband, for the one that I choose to show that beauty to. That God has said it is right and appropriate to show that beauty to. Others, no. Want to keep it from them. What do I want to display? The adornment, the zina of satr, covering, and afaf, having that shame, having chasteness, which, as I said, is not limited to the dress code. It's not, sisters and brothers, it's not limited to the dress code. The way we speak to a brother, if we're a sister, or vice versa, the way we speak to a sister, unfortunately, things have become so upside down that you are supposed to be able to stare in a female's face and in her eyes and speak to her and shake her hands hard and hug her in order to be normal. And if you don't do that, and if you don't engage in chit-chat and laughter and joking, then you have a psychological problem. No, that's not a psychological problem. That is being, not being shy in a way where you don't have the ability to engage in that type of conversation with the opposite gender. No. Believers are fully capable, more capable in engaging in vain conversation with the opposite gender. But it's through self-control that they prevent themselves from doing that. I'm not going to have a conversation the way I do with my buddies, with my friends, with my male friends, if I'm a brother. I'm not going to have the same type of conversation with a sister, with a woman. It's not good. It's not right. Not that I can't. No, the shyness that a believer should have in talking and speaking to the opposite gender is supposed to be controlled. They choose to have that type of behavior towards the opposite gender. Not that they are incapable of engaging in laughter, in chit-chat, in staring at them, God forbid, looking at their beauty, their physical beauty, and enjoying that lustfully. It's not good. Allahumma zayyinni. It's interesting. This is called zina because it is. It's a zina for us as humans, not as animals. Yes, makeup is for before non-mahram. Not having afaf, not having satr, is physical beauty and beautification, which deals with our material being, material existence, which is animalistic. But the human zina is satr, afaf. The next prayer we have, the next passage of this supplication is وَاسْتُرْنِي فِيهِ بِاللِّبَاسِ الْقُنُوعِ وَالْكَفَافِ. It's also interesting. What we're basically asking for here is الْقُنُوعِ وَالْكَفَافِ. What is قُنُوعِ? What is كَفَافِ? قُنُوعِ means to be content. To be content with little, with what God has given me, and كَفَافِ, spending to the extent that I need. Not being lavish, not overspending, not buying 20 pairs of shoes, 30 pairs of shoes, and sitting in the closet and then again going and seeing a new pair of shoes and liking them and buying them without needing them. Kafaf. The A'imma many times, their dua is kafaf. God, give me enough to be able to live a regular life. What my needs are, fulfill my physical needs, give me that much. And content, I want to be content with that. I don't want to want any more than that. That's the difference between the two. Qunu' is that we don't want any more than that. And kafaf is to live with what I need to live. I don't, nothing beyond that. Not overspending, not being lavish, not being extravagant. This is something seriously, brothers and sisters, to ask for having. Unfortunately, what's happened and what's happening, and of course it's not something new, but we have to realize that this is wrong, is that living a lavish life, being part of the consumer culture, and spending as much as you can, not as much as you need, as much as you have, and beyond that, with using credit cards and so on and so forth. This is a culture that we are part of in the world, and especially in the West, which is the source of this behavior and this culture, to the extent where we don't even consider this concept of kafaf to be a virtue anymore. As soon as we want to talk about limiting our expenditure, limiting what we spend on, limiting what we have, spending money in other areas, helping others, for example, and so on and so forth, people start putting up their guards. What's wrong with it? It's my money. I get to do this. Islam doesn't say you avoid that. And Islam says, you know, the zina that God has provided, believers need to have. The Ahlul Bayt, sometimes people start using the Ahlul Bayt as an excuse to behave in that way, and so on and so forth. Look, our ahadith and du'as are filled with this concept. Qunu, be content. Don't have this greed, you want more and more, and then when you have it, spend more and more and more. Have such an expensive life, you can't do anything except for maintaining this material life. That's what our lives have become. We live to work and spend. And then if we're in a situation, and sometimes it happens, it's a very difficult test. After 20 years of working hard, the person is now 40, 45, 50, with a few children. Maybe even their children are getting close to the age of marriage. Maybe they are already married, they have grandchildren, or they're about to have grandchildren. Suddenly they lose their job for whatever reason, and now they're struggling, and you see them panicking, not knowing what to do. The worry is killing them. If one has qunu', being content, and kafaf, not overspending, spending to the extent of what my needs are, then they're not going to be panicking in that way. They are not going to be so worried. They're not going to be so depressed for not having all the luxuries that they were once able to be involved with, to buy, to afford. Now, all of that is about qunu' and kafaf with regards to finances, right? That's one explanation that needed to be there. But beyond that, let me start explaining the word we have here, the way the Imam is asking and telling us to ask. He doesn't say, God give me kafaf, God give me qunu'. He says, wasturni fihi billibasil qunu' wal kafaf. God cover me up. Sturni, it's like something that covers us. What is something that covers us? Bilibas, clothing. It's like a clothing that covers us up. Bilibas al qunu' wal kafaf. In other words, the Imam is likening the concept of qunu' and kafaf to clothing that covers. What does clothing cover? It covers what needs to be covered, what is unpleasant to display and shameful to display before others. That's what clothes do. What we are ashamed of displaying and others seeing, clothes cover it up. Now, how is qunu' and kafaf, clothing that covers us up? The more general and broad meaning of the word qunu' and kafaf, we mentioned it in the context of spending, having money and spending, but it includes actually all desires. Any one of our desires, our shahwa, our lust, our desire for money, our desire for luxury, our desire for fame, and all other desires and sub-desires and so on and so forth. Being content and having kafaf, being content with what I have, if it's with food, being content with the kafaf, what I need to eat, not overeating, not having too much. If it comes, or when it comes to lust, what is needed? I get married in the context of marriage with a wife, having that relationship and limiting that relationship to that. It fulfills my need, my desire. I can have more than that. God forbid, when it comes to lust, it's an arena that we can do a lot of wrong and be involved with a lot of corruption. If I'm not content with what is going to fulfill my desire, my wife or my husband, God forbid I get involved with other things, from, God forbid, pornography to relationships, very indecent behavior. Other desires are similar. Any of these desires can cause us to go overboard with it and get involved with activities. Now, if we don't control, brothers and sisters, these desires and keep them within the limits of what they need and fulfill that need, if we don't do that, what's going to happen is that they are going to push us towards fulfilling them more and more and more and more. And what's going to happen is eventually, as much as we try to act like and show others we're such a great person, these desires are going to start displaying our ugly side. And people are going to see that ugliness. What we are shameful of allowing others to know about, fulfillment, over-fulfillment of these desires, and following them, and trying to get more and more and more, is going to start showing what's shameful and we would want to cover up. We don't want people to know. If we are not able to control that desire, to be content with what fulfills the desire and fulfills the need, then we're going to go on with it and on and on. And gradually, people are going to start finding out this is going to happen and that is going to happen. We can't show our face in the community anymore. So this is libas that we've been covered up with. Whether it's finances, even in finances it's like that. If we overdo it, if we spend and spend and spend, then there will come a time where I don't have. I have to go and ask. God forbid I lose my job and then I haven't lived my life in a way where I can maintain it without that. And God forbid I'll end up on the streets even. What's going to cover me up from showing these ugly parts, these ugly things that are hidden within us, but they can come out, what's going to cover it up is qunu' and kafaf. Whatever these desires want, the extent that is sufficient and will fulfill the need, be content with that. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that, and it's a great blessing to have. It's a great blessing to have. To not want anymore, not desire anymore. I have enough. It's fulfilling my need. I don't need to have 50 different types of food. I don't need to have 50 different types of clothing. I don't need to taste all the lustful experiences that people can have with loads of different people in very indecent ways, whether it's through my eyes or other parts of my body. I don't need a few homes or too large of a house or 50 cars. I have enough. The house is enough that I have. It's a great blessing from Allah. وَحْمِلْنِي فِيهَا عَلَى الْعَدْلِ وَالْإِتْصَافِ. Oh Allah, help me and help me to be able to have this adl and insaf. Adl, justice, and insaf, fairness. Justice and fairness towards others, let's speak about it in that context, is a very difficult thing to do. It's very difficult to always be just and fair. When it comes to people's treatment of us and the way we're going to treat them and what we have done in the past and realizing that we made a mistake, it's very difficult. It's very difficult being fair. Somebody mistreated me, to control myself that I don't get them back in a way, at least, that I would be going overboard and I would start doing injustice to them. It's very easy for us to fall into that trap. Being just and fair is very difficult, but it's very rewarding in this world and the hereafter. وَآمِنِّي فِيهِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا أَخَافُ. God, give me security and protect me against all of what I fear. All of what I fear of material threats, all the different ones, criminals, criminal governments, war, famine, the loss of job, whatever it is in the material world that we're afraid of, also things that we're afraid of and we have fear of that are not in the material world. كل ما أخاف, everything that we fear, that includes the fear of being misled, misguided, the fear of following our desires until we go off path. Allah, help me and protect me against all of what I fear. بعصمتك, He is عصمة, in other words, the one who gives protection, He protects. يَا عِصْمَةَ الْخَائِفِينَ, He has عِصْمَة, and He is the عِصْمَة, the protector of الْخَائِفِينَ, those who have fear. Any time in your life, if you feel fear of something, whatever it is, even as I said, if it's in the material world, seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him to protect you. He's the one that is going to protect us. And we hope and ask Him to, as the Imam says, protect us against everything that we fear and everything that we should fear, inshallah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.